Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support for Eagle Moss Collections. May I have your first and last name, please?
Am I talking to a supervisor?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Okay, yeah, I was transferred over to you. The person that transferred me didn't update you on the problem.
We still have to ask what is the problem just in case the information is still correct on my end.
Okay. You sent me something I never ordered, and I'm being told that I have to pay the return shipment.
Okay, let me verify what it is. Is it a special order for the DeLorean from the account that ends in 501?
Yeah.
Yes,
The
sir.
apparently there was two accounts on this order that I was unaware of. I have been on hold for over a year. I am over a year behind in my bills because you guys refuse to ship a part you have in stock because you don't have the magazine. And then I find out through my bank account that you charged me $15 for something I never ordered. And I called you immediately. And that's when I was told that there, when I apparently when I signed up, or it was an automatic thing, I don't know. But there was two accounts on this. One was some sort of an account where you guys would bill me and send me certain things that went along with the DeLorean build. And I did not know about that. And after 1 year, all of a sudden you send me something. After 1 year of nothing sent from you guys, all of a sudden you send me something. And I called immediately to stop it as soon as I saw it in my checking account. The person I talked to said, "Oh, it's too late. We've already shipped it." Well, that's not my problem. Oh, we sent you an email. I never got your email. Never got an email at all from Eagle Moss. So I talked to the person on the phone and I said, "Look, if I get this, I'm going to refuse shipment." No, you can't refuse shipment. You have to call us to get a return authorization." And I said, "I don't know why I can't return, just refuse shipments, just refuse delivery, just like you would refuse any delivery of something you didn't order or it was sent to the wrong address." No, you got to call us." I said, "Okay, fine." So I get a package in the mail. Nowhere on this package does it say Eagle Moss. Nowhere in this package on the labeling does it say it came from you and what it is. I had to open it in order to find out what it was. And now I'm being told I have to pay for return shipment. You know, that's a pretty good scam you've got. You don't put your name on the return address. If your name was on the return address, I would have refused delivery. And now you want me to pay for shipment to return this item? Is that how you would want to be treated? Hello?
Okay, after listening to the information that you provided me with, sir, when it comes down to the special, it is a part of your account information. We do send out emails 2 weeks prior to every customer to give them an option to opt out of any specials that's associated with their subscription kits if they don't want it. If we don't hear anything within the 2-week time frame, the system will automatically build a card on file to send it out. Now that you do have it in your possession.
Hold it. Let's pause. How do you know that email went through? How do you know that it was actually sent and I received it? Because I never received
Send,
an email from you.
yeah, we send it. If the customer say they didn't receive it, then that's just the customer saying, "Hey, I didn't get it." We can't say that you didn't get it, but we know that we send them.
Okay, just because you sent it doesn't mean that I received it. And
Okay.
the only time I knew that you were sending me something is that I saw a debit in my checking account.
Okay, so
And then I
yeah.
got an email from UP, I think it was, no, that was something else. And then I see it in my checking account going, "What the hell is this?" But you sent me something that I did not order.
Okay,
And I immediately,
all you have to do is take a, go ahead, sir.
upon notification of my checking account, canceled that account. And I got a
Okay.
confirmation email saying that I will no longer receive anything from Eagle Moss on that special account.
That's correct. So you did get
All
your,
right.
so you are receiving emails. You just didn't get that one, that one was coming.
Well, I don't know. Are you sending these notifications out on a different email address?
No, ma'am, no, sir, we're not.
Okay, because I've been communicating with Eagle Moss on customer service for a whole on a whole on a particular issue on a stupid policy that you guys have. And I've been communicating with you on with that for the Eagle Moss. I've been talking to your supervisor. Her name is Kelly, I think her name is. And those are coming from
customer service at eaglemoss.com.
Correct.
That's our one and only email, sir.
Okay. Never received an email from that address that notified me of a bill of a shipment. Never once. Never once. So when that came to me, I sent an email out to customer service that obviously emails are working because I'm communicating with customer service. So obviously I'm getting emails. So then I theorized that you guys were using a different email address. Maybe it doesn't say customer service US. Maybe it says DeLorean build or something else, or back to the future build at customerservice.com or something. Maybe that's how you guys were sending it. And I wanted to find out exactly what the email address was, how it was actually constructed. And I never got a reply back, not once. So if your email address is customerservice@eaglemoss.com, regardless of what the labeling is of it, because the address I'm looking at is customerserviceus, and then in brackets, it says customerservice@eaglemoss.com. That's how the emails are coming across to me that I'm communicating with customer service on. But at no time did I receive any emails from customerservice@eaglemoss.com that I was going to be receiving a shipment of something. Not once. In fact, I have not heard from Eagle Moss in over a year on this build. Not one time.
Okay, so what you have to do now to solve the issue at hand is take a picture of the item that you did not want.
Well, I've already repackaged it in this envelope, so it's a little bit too late for me to do that. Unless I'd have to reopen this package. But it's a Blu-ray disc.
I understand, but if you didn't want to pay to send it back, you have to send an email to the same email address, customerservice@eaglemoss.com. Subject line is going to be your account number that ends in 501. You just say, hey, this is Rick Gregory. I haven't heard anything from Eagle Moss in a year. However, I did not receive an email of a special from the account ending in 501. It just appeared at my door. I don't want it. Don't want to pay to send it back. And that you're requesting to be refunded to $15, because I don't know how much shipping it's going to be. Shipping maybe $7 or $8, and that defeat the purpose because your total was $14.95. So you can actually send an email, see if they'll see an RMA number, send it back for a refund.
Okay. Well, if I were to ship it back, according to my postal service, it would cost me $3.20 to ship it back.
Oh, that's not bad, because I know some people, I guess it's by the weight.
I'm sorry?
I'm assuming it's by the weight.
Yeah. Because it would be returned back as a media label, as a media package.
Okay.
Media mail. Probably the same way you guys sent it out. So you want me to send you an email, and you want me to open this package again and take
it. You don't have to, sir. That's by choice. But if you want to pay the $3 to return it for your full refund of $14.95, you can do that. The reason you sent and transferred it to me is because you had an issue that you were told that you were responsible for shipping and handling on something that you did not want when you say you did not receive that email to even opt out of it. But if you already packaged it up and your postal service saying $3, if the $3 is no issue for you to pay the return, sure,
no,
you can pay.
You're missing the entire point. And I mean, I must be talking to a liberal. You're missing the entire point. The point is that, let me try to put it in a different perspective. I'm a company and I send you something. And I build you for it. And you never ordered it. Are you telling me that you would be totally fine on paying the shipping price to send it back to me, even though you didn't order it and you didn't want it?
If something arrives at my door and it was addressed to me and I called the company and they pull up my account and they say, well, they explained to me exactly what happened and the reason that I received it, nothing that I would say would change their mind on their return policy. And if I want my money back, I have to follow their protocol. It doesn't matter who I get it from if I want my money back, whether it's some shoes, sneaker, hair, weave, person.
So you're telling me that you would gladly pay the shipping shipping on something you never ordered in the first place and pay shipping on it to send it back to get something to get a refund on the base price.
If I have to call the company and they advise me of why I received it, whether I missed an email saying I'm going to get it, where I was on auto pay or anything, and I got it and it arrived at my door by the Postal Service, USPS, FedEx. If I received it and I called the company and they pull up my information and they explain to me why I received it, there's nothing I could do about it at that point but follow their return policy. And whether I want to or not, if I want my money back, then I would have to send it back if that's their policy. It's nothing I could do about it.
Well, legally there is. Because of by law, at least here in the communist country of California, you send me something that I never ordered. It is illegal for you to charge me the shipping price to return it back to you.
Okay, and as I stated before, you say you already packaged it up. You don't want to unpack it or take a picture to send it to say, hey, send me an RMA number. I don't want to pay for it. But hey, my postal service will charge me $3 to send it back, but I don't want to pay the $3. But here's a picture of what you sent me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't order it. It just popped up at my door. I didn't receive that email saying that anything was going to be charged to me nor sent to my home. That's totally your option, sir, to do that. But if you don't want to take the package or lose.
All right. You're telling me that you want me to reopen this package, which I can do, take the product out, take a picture of it, and send an email to customer service, basically saying, I received it, I didn't want it, I didn't order it, I'm requesting a return shipment label. That's what you want me to do?
No, it's not what I want you to do. I'm giving you the protocols because that's what the phone call was about. You received a package, you say you didn't order it, you didn't get an email in advance to say that you did not want to pay for it.
I am clarifying your policy. I am clarifying the policy and the context of it. I do not want to pay a return shipment. You told me to take a picture of the item that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that I never ordered it, never wanted it. I tried to stop it. I called you and tried to stop it. You sent it out anyway. I request a return shipment label. That's what you want me to do, yes or no?
That's our protocol, but if you don't want to unpackage it, because
that is a yes or no question.
Sir, I can't advise you what to do. I can give you the protocols.
I repeated your policy, and I asked you a question, and all it requires is a yes or no. It's no more complicated than that. Do you want me to repeat the question?
I don't need you to repeat it, sir. I got it. I heard it the first time.
Am I either right or I'm wrong? It's a simple. If you're in the witness stand, that's all you have to say, yes or no. Okay, you can't answer the question. Goodbye.